Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time for Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
On now.
Here's your host, Melanie Cole.
A glass of red wine is certainly one of my favorite things. You know that if you listen to any of my shows. And now they're saying that a glass of red wine at dinner is not only safe and good for you, but may even be beneficial for people with type 2 diabetes. New findings came out that people who followed a healthy diet and drank red wine at dinner were able to discuss their increase their good cholesterol and lower their risk of heart disease. We know that red wine contains resveratrol. We know that it has antioxidants and that it's also fermented. So it's good for you in so many ways. White wine does not show to be as beneficial. However, it is certainly, again, good for you because it's grapes and it has antioxidants. It's not quite as good as red wine. And as the fall starts to come up, red wine gets a little bit better in the fall. It's grape season. It's Nouveau Beaujolais season, which is really fun if you're somebody that wants to try red wine. Now is a good time to get into the red wines because as the Nouveau Beaujolais come out, they're light and fruity and not too sweet, and they have neat labels. There's like competition every year on the labels for the Beaujolais. So it's a lot of fun to go Beaujolais tasting. So if you're somebody with type 2 diabetes or cholesterol problems, or you're worried about your risk of heart disease, red wine, a little red wine with dinner, never hurt anybody and just might help you. And another story with Halloween fast approaching, the caramel apples. You see them now at like Mariano's, and you can buy them at all the stores. Jewel and everybody has them. But, and I refrigerate them. I do, because it's an apple, and the caramel, I don't like to leave it unrefrigerated. It's got butter in it. But if left unrefrigerated, caramel apples were found to be full of listeria, and that they're little listeria factories, and that within 3 days, a study showed that listeria increased 1,000-fold if they're left on the counter. Now, if you have ever had one and you've left it out, you see that the caramel sort of melts. It's pretty disgusting. And if you cut into it and the apple gets a little bit brown, it's going to happen just even that much faster. So you'll see the caramel start to melt. You'll see the apple get brown. And then you know that this is definitely not really a safe thing to eat. So put those little listeria factories in the refrigerator. If you're going to have caramel apples, don't keep them longer than a week. And they say it can last for several weeks, but I don't buy that. I don't believe it. The apple inside gets soft because it's covered with the caramel and it's butter and sugar. Just, you know, you want to eat stuff like that within a week so you can enjoy them. Just make sure that they're not pulling out your fillings. See, that's the problem with keeping them in the fridge. The caramel hardens up a bit. And so then it becomes a little bit harder to bite and a little bit harder to chew. So if you're an adult and you like caramel apples, you want to make sure to maybe, you can even put it in the microwave for a minute or two, just not a minute, but you know, a couple seconds, and soften it up if you're going to keep them in the fridge. It certainly is healthier, but you might want to soften up that caramel before you take a big old bite because it'll pull out your fillings faster than just about anything. And I did also want to talk about the fact that they're looking at bone density in fast food neighborhoods, in poor neighborhoods that have fast food, a lot of fast food, food deserts, we call them. Well, now they're seeing that if there's greater access to fast food, that it could affect bone development in early childhood. So this is definitely something we are going to talk about, and I'll get with you next week when I'm back. So we'll talk about that because it's an important story. This is Melanie Cole, and we have a great show coming up, so stay well and stay tuned.